Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to TC's Lounge. Typically, normally, usually, I don't do a morning show. I'm not a morning person. I don't do a morning show. But I had a little bit of a conviction, some convictions overnight into the morning, and I wanted just to start right now. So hopefully everything is well on your end. Hopefully your morning is starting out well. Hopefully you got out the bed on the right side and not the wrong side and all that good stuff. I just want to talk about how I do a podcast, but it's not about me. So I explain that. It's pretty simple. I like doing this. This is fun. It's always been fun for me. I've done it since I can remember. I've always wanted to do it since I can remember. But I don't do it for any type of praise or any type of, you know, fans or attention. You're like, well, you're doing a podcast. Obviously, you want some type of attention. I mean, we all want attention. I'm not going to lie, sit here and lie and say I don't like some type of attention. But I don't do this for attention. It's not for me. If you ask me, well, what's the goal of this or why do you do this? One, I like doing it. And two, I've always wanted to try to bring people together and in the most peaceful way possible. You know, it's like the whole Martin Luther King thing, you know. Peaceful protest. This is my peaceful protest. But then I feel like Malcolm X in the sense that I may say some things or do some things that might be a little more aggressive than you used to, but I don't mean any harm. I just want to do it by any means possible. So, yes, I want to be peaceful, and I want to protest peacefully, but I want to be able to get it out, and that's why I do podcasts. I don't do it for any type of, like I said, any type of praise or any type of glory. Like, I don't care about that stuff. I want people to come together and be one with each other and realize that we all need each other. Like, that's my ultimate goal. And also, on top of that, I want people to have somewhere to go. Like, this world, I've gone over it a billion times, and I'm going to go over it a billion times more. The world we live in is a crazy one. It's really, really crazy. And you know that. And I don't have to go down the list of who's our president and the troubles in other countries and the things our kids, I don't have any kids, but kids have to deal with, the violence, the subliminal ways our government takes advantage of us. Like, I can go down a list and a list. I can go on forever and ever. I want to be able to give people a place to go to where you don't worry about that stuff. So I went over government and our president and the world problems. I mean, you have problems at home with your significant others, with your kids, with your bills. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills. You have to live check to check. You have to scrap and scrape and barely make it on a daily basis. You get up every morning angry, and you don't know why. You continue to try because it seems like you just keep going on for no reason with no result. So my point of doing a podcast or doing this, and it will forever be my point, is that I want to give people somewhere to go. And then I want people to realize if we come together and we use each other in a positive way and we rely and lean on each other in a positive way, we can make this life that we have for the short moment that we have it work out perfectly. I mean, not perfectly, but work out pretty good. I mean, it could be pretty comfortable if we come together and be together and help each other and talk things out without the judgment and the biases and all those things that come with typical conversation. You have a problem, prime example. You have a problem with me, you come to me and you talk to me about it. And then we, as adults, we talk about it. And we may agree to disagree. We may agree wholeheartedly, 100%. But the point is, we come together as mature adults without violence, without negativity, without judgment, and we figure out a problem. And I also want people to be able to listen to this and realize that it's not, it could be worse. Whatever you're going through, it could be worse. You know, I'm here to try to help. I'm here to listen. I'm here as your servant. It's not about me. It's never going to be about me. Once it becomes about me, then I'm not doing what I've always wanted to do with this. And like I said earlier, like I said previously, well, you're doing it. If someone says to me, well, you're doing a podcast, it's kind of, you're the one talking, you know. Isn't it all about you? No. It'll never be about me. It's always going to be about how can I help you? Or how can I give you just a little bit of time off from this crazy world that we live in, from the crazy personal life you have, from the crazy family members you have, from the crazy thoughts you may have, from the crazy worries that you may deal with. That's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted, and it's all I ever will want. And, you know, and it's something that, you know, I can put myself out there a lot more, and I don't. Purely because I feel like the more I push it, the more I make it about me. I feel like if I keep doing this about you and about helping other people or just giving somebody somewhere to go for a little while, it eventually spread. And, you know, I have to have a part in that, and I have to do a better job at that. But really and truly, if I've had one person, two people in my life tell me that they liked it, then I'm okay with that. I'm sure more people have, and they haven't been able to personally get in contact with me because I don't really leave that door open for people. I have in previous shows. I'm sure you can find it on here. But just to hear one or two people, then that, you know, I've done it, you know what I mean? But I don't want to stop because maybe I can help 10 people, or maybe I can help 20 people, you know what I'm saying? And that's all it's about for me. I just want to help. I don't want to broadcast out. I don't want to be on TV. I don't want to be popular. I guess this is what you would call underground. I just want people to have somewhere to go. Just like I used the example that I thought of the other day, I'm Legend. And I'm Legend, Will Smith was the only guy left. Every day he went to the dock. You know, he broadcast out. Just broadcast out, you know, hopefully one day some. I don't know exactly what he said. I don't remember it verbatim, but I remember just the thought and the feeling of, you know, he's the last man on earth. And so he thinks, and he just never quit. He just kept going. He kept broadcasting out, same thing, broadcasting out. And this is what I'm doing. I'm broadcasting out. I wish I did this more often. That last show I did was a month and 2 days ago because I looked at it yesterday. And so I have to keep broadcasting out like Will Smith did every day. And I've talked about that before. I have to be more consistent. You know, life happens, but that's just an excuse. My point is I will keep broadcasting out because somebody out there is going to hear it, feel better, and then my job is done. I've helped somebody. And that's all it's about. It's never going to be about me. It's about broadcasting out that hopefully somebody hears this and somebody gets motivated or somebody, you know, just gives relief. And it's kind of, you know, I can't say that if I put out there that I'm trying to help people, it's probably the worst way of trying to help people because then it's like it's purposely done. And I'm only saying this now. It's just an explanation of why I do this. Hopefully I never come on again, explain why I come on here, you know, because then I'm not helping by telling people I'm trying to help them. I just need to continue to broadcast out like Will Smith. You know, he was looking for someone out there to respond to his broadcast. I'm not looking for a response. I'm just looking to help. And maybe somebody finds a way to get in contact with me and tell me that I helped. But even still, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to broadcast out. And eventually, on its own, I will hear from someone, and they will tell me they've been helped. or they would tell me that, you know, ask me, could I talk about this or what about that, or just bring a discussion to me and we can talk about it and figure it out. Or like I said, or they just decided to listen and they had a relaxing night and they felt better about their day. And that's all it's about. So it's never about me. It's all about you. And anytime you want to listen or anytime you can try to find a way to get in contact with me and you want to talk about something or you even want to be on here, I'm all for it. So have a wonderful day. It's a new day, but even better, it's the morning of the day. So you have a whole day to do something great. And even if you don't, at least you can make it to the next day and try again.